Gold Central Victoria, that is the Who and Substitute on the home stretch. Thanks to Solar One Electrical and Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. Well, fair to say I'm a little nervous because I've got a Gold Logie winner and just an awesome guy in the studio, Samuel Johnson, OAM. How are you, mate?
mate, I'm a bit nervous now too.
Thanks
for having me in Bendigo and hello to all your listeners. I'm thrilled to be in the area.
Look, I'm shaking. You can actually see me physically shaking.
I thought it was a minor earthquake, but...
It was just me having a bit of lunch. Tell us a little bit why you're here in Bendigo.
Oh, I'm here for the Writers Festival, but I'm also here in a fundraising capacity as head of cancer vanquishment at Love Your Sister. Doing a bunch of fundraisers. Got a gala event on with all the Intimo girls tonight at the Four Seasons. Tomorrow.
Tough gig.
Tomorrow at the MCAL in Kennington. I'm doing a pop-up from 10 till 11.30 before the Writers Festival later in the afternoon. And then on Sunday, I'm going to be at the showgrounds in the morning, 9 till 10.30. I'll be at the Big Four in Bendigo, the Ascot Holiday Park one, from 12 till 1.30. And then I'll be at the Wellness Centre in Barnard Street from 3 till 4 on Sunday. So basically, I'm coming out in an effort to meet everyone in Bendigo so that I can reinforce our message of early detection when it comes to our fight for a cure to cancer, but also to say good day and to chuck around the hardware, the trophies, which I brought with me, and to...
Did you bring them in?
Yeah, they're just outside. I'm going to save them for later. I didn't want to come in and look like I was really, like, far too big-headed, like, hey, check out the trophies.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm here to meet everyone, basically, and to oblige anyone who wants their copy of Dear Mum sold in advance of Mother's Day.
Yeah, which is literally two sleeps away or thereabouts.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to going to the Wellness Centre on Mother's Day and meeting some mums there that we'd love them to be at home, but I'm hoping to fill some of that gap with them on Sunday.
What sort of discussions do you have with everybody, really, that who have been affected by cancer? I mean, my mother's been affected by cancer. As yourself being this massive advocate for Love Your Sister and being around it, what sort of conversations do you have with people?
Oh, pretty honest conversations. Yep. I've personally digested, we reckon, way more than 100,000 cancer stories face-to-face.
Yeah.
And, the question is, what do you do with all that pain? And the answer is, well, you try and alchemise it into a result when it comes to our latest in research.
Yeah.
We've got to do something. It leaves us feeling very powerless if we don't do something. And I'm one of many. I'm a very small player in a very big army, and I'm proud to do my bit when it comes to the war on cancer.
How much have you raised so far?
13.4 million, and of that, 13.4 million has gone to research only.
Yep.
We pass on 100% of all donations, no skimming, no admin, no BS.
Hmm. I'm really saw that on your website.
Really conscious of not wasting the public dollar. We know how hard earned it is. But ultimately, we exist for awareness, to remind everyone listening to maybe check for any irregularities in the shower tonight, because if we get ahead of cancer, if we find it early, we tend to win.
Yep.
If we don't find it early, it can go south like it did for my sister, who died 3.5 years ago while she was just getting warmed up as a mum.
Yep.
So, it's important that we find it early. It's still our best cure.
Now, Samuel, we've got you for about half an hour or so all throughout there. We'll hopefully get some listeners to call up, ask you questions. Are you happy with that?
Please do call up. If anyone's got any questions, I'd be more than happy to oblige.
Now, normally in the radio talk, mate, I'd say, well, what's the phone number? But I'll tell you the number.
Well, What is the phone number?
544-1071 is the number.
Thanks, handsome.
544. Oh, was that for me or Isabella in sale?
544-1071.
1071. Give us a ring. 544-1071. Speak with Samuel Johnson. He's here. This is your opportunity. 544-1071.
Thanks for
having me. Gold Central Victoria. Gold Central Victoria. Huda Gurus and My Girl. It is the home stretch with Daniel Brewer and Samuel Johnson. Now, Samuel just had a lovely phone call from Renee. Obviously, there's an event on tonight, and she was kind enough to donate some more vouchers for the evening.
Yeah, thanks to Renee down at the Silk Day Spa. We've got a fundraiser tonight at the Four Seasons with the Intimo Girls, and the Silk Day Spa have already donated a voucher, but they rang to donate another one. So I just wanted to thank Renee. Obviously, there's a lot of business people locally that contribute towards making events like these a success. So thank you to Renee at Silk Day Spa.
Indeed. Now, I noticed the phones were also ringing as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to another song. We're going to take those calls. 5444 1071. If you were trying to call just a minute ago, 5444 1071, and we'll get, hopefully, you on the air. 5444 1071. It's David Bowie, Changes. It's Gold Central Victoria. Gold Central Victoria, David Bowie and Changes. And Samuel, you were bopping away to that one this afternoon.
Oh, mate, I'm a David Bowie kid. I had that album as a kid and it was one of my favourite songs and I'm so glad you played it.
Oh, well, is there any others that you would like? We might be able to slip him in.
Let's see what comes next.
Oh, we've got Bryan Adams coming up very soon. But right now we've got Sarah who joins us on the phone, wants to ask you a question, Samuel, if that's all right.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, no justifiable cause for complaint. What about you?
Oh, look, not too bad at all. Not too bad.
That's the spirit. How can I help you?
I was just wondering if you were given the option to maybe feature on another series on TV for all of us, would you do it?
Oh, I
quit acting so that I could focus on making good on my promise to my sister and indeed the country at large to raise $10 million for cancer research. We have surpassed that $10 million. We're on $13.4 million raised now, which means that I am open to a return to acting. Has to be the right project and I won't do it lightly. It would want to really be worth it from the charity's perspective. I certainly
Of course.
I found probably the best thing that I'd love to repeat would have been Dancing with the Stars. Mm. That was incredibly good for my mental health and my physical well-being. And if I could do anything again, I'd probably go back to dancing just because it challenged me in a way that acting never did. I tell you, it's much harder to be yourself on TV than it is to play pretendies. And being myself on those reality shows is, I don't know, it's strangely rewarding. I never thought I'd say that because I used to be a bit of an acting snob. But, yeah, who knows? Good question. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, well, we enjoy watching you. I loved watching you on that. But
oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you and who knows? Never say never, right?
That's right. Well, good luck with everything.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 5444 1071. If you want to ask a question of Samuel, he's here for about another 25 minutes or so. Now, obviously, love your sister. We know how it came about. How's it all going at the moment?
Terrifically.
Yep.
It's sad to say. Look, we're getting better at fundraising. I want to kind of get to the stage where I can raise $1 million a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's my next goal. I started off trying to raise $1 million, then $10 million. But $1 million a month sounds good when it comes to rolling out personalised treatment for all. There's a lot still to do.
Yep.
I remain motivated, especially when I visit schools like Marist College, as I did earlier today, or even Wandong Primary, as I did earlier today. Mm. I'm constantly meeting families that are affected by this this nonsense that we call cancer. And I find the more families I meet, the more motivated I become to do my job better. So it's very good for the soul. It keeps me real.
Now, you not only the Bendigo Writers Festival, you've also got some other events around over the next day or so. Of course, Amkel Pharmacy, Kennington, you're at the Mother's Day stall at the Bendigo Showgrounds Market. That's very hard to get a stall at the market.
And I'm stoked to be there and I feel honoured to be there. If anyone wants to come say hi, I'm there in the morning on Sunday, I believe, from about 9 something.
Okay.
Come and say hi for sure. I'm more than happy to sign your copy of Dear Mum.
And obviously then the Big Four Bendigo at Ascot Holiday Park.
Yep.
So you're going to see a little bit of Bendigo in the next 24 to 48 hours?
Oh, it's a second home for me.
Yep.
Bendigo Bank have been a supporter of our charity for a long time. I got the go-ahead for Love Your Sister in Bendigo. I'll never forget it all these years ago. But, yeah, it's a second home to me. I don't... there's a reason we finished the Mother's Day tour here, and that's because we wanted to finish it somewhere that we love and somewhere where we enjoy strong support. Mm. And, luckily, the Bendigo, the Goldfields area, they've always come to support us, and I'm eternally grateful. I really am. I'll forever be saying thank you and trying to repay people for their generosity.
5444 1071. If you want to ask a question of Samuel, it is Gold Central Victoria. 4:24. Gold Central Victoria. Love that one from Bryan Adams. Can't stop this thing we started. Well, You could almost say that that would be like Love Your Sister campaign. We can't stop this thing we started.
Oh, yeah. Once you're in, it's too late to stop. I mean, you don't stop until you stop losing mums from cancer, as far as I'm concerned. That's when it's all over.
Yep.
I mean, it's not a fight that you pick lightly, and if you're going to fight, then you keep your hands up and you keep fighting until you can't.
Yep.
You have to have a kind of forever approach when it comes to the battle against cancer.
Mm. Of course, that familiar voice, if you just jumped in the car and haven't quite worked out that it's not me, it's
morning.
Actually Samuel Johnson. Morning! It's not breakfast radio. Well, I don't think it is. Hey, Samuel, are you happy to take some Facebook questions?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right. Off the Facebook page, Paula. Well, this is more of a statement, I guess, than a question. But what a wonderful, caring soul you are, Sam. And I guess everyone would agree with that.
Oh, thank you, Paula. I mean, look, we vanquished cancer with joy at Love Your Sister, and at the heart of our ethos is to stay curious and be kind. So, thank you for your kind words.
Alan says, Daniel, please make sure that he's taking the time to look after himself. Well, I can tell you this, Alan. He's got his feet up. He's got
I've got a masseuse with me. I've got a hair wrangler, someone holding my water. Yeah, I do take good care of myself. Thank you. I'm 43 now. I've finally worked out how to. But yeah,
how long did it take you? Because I'm still working it out.
Yeah, look, it's probably the last 5 years I've come good, I reckon. Yeah. But yeah, I can't go to schools in the morning and be with the kids unless I look after myself at night and make sure I get the rest and recovery. And thank you for your concern.
But do you get a lot of time to rest?
No, because cancer doesn't rest, and nor do we. And I'm here for a cracking time, not for a long time.
Sure.
So I might as well make the most of it. Yep. It's not a thing that you like. If we're going to be out here, I'd rather be proper out here
than
just doing one or two events a day and swanning in and out of places. Mm. If we're here, we're here, and that's why we've got such a lengthy kind of community engagement plan while we're here.
Karen on the Facebook page, what was it like winning the gold Logie?
Oh my God, it was fine until Molly bloody started rabbiting on and took 8 minutes of my charity's time away from us.
So did you get a certain amount of time?
That was
to
our
speak?
Carrie Bickmore Beanie moment, you know, and Molly, and yeah, Molly came and made it all about Molly, which Molly tends to do. It was a bizarre moment. It's one that I'm still wrestling with. It still makes no sense to me.
Yep.
And I still look at the trophy and just can't believe that it happened.
Did you get told that you might have only 5 minutes to talk or something like that, or could you have gone on?
You're allowed a little bit longer when you win the gold.
Yep.
The whole experience was priceless.
Yeah. And Jared says, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Fishing, golfing, tennis, photography, walking, a bit of darts.
Yep. So there's a lot there that you can actually say. Well, photography. I love photography. Just started doing it myself.
Yeah.
What are you, nature sort of photographer?
Yeah,
or?
For me, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I go nuts for nature photography. But I like all kinds of photography.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you can work your eye up to a place where you can produce some imagery that's not going to offend you too greatly.
Yep.
And that's what I've tried to do with mine. It's moments. Our life is just kind of an assembly of moments.
Yep.
And cameras are so good at capturing particular moments in ways that it's sometimes richer than the moments when we look back on them. You know?
Sure, sure. Hey, we've got news coming up with Chandray not too far away. If you want to ask Samuel a question, get on the phone, 544-1071. 544-1071. It's Chris de Burgh. Don't pay the ferryman. Gold, Central Victoria. Gold, Central Victoria, Aussie Crawl. I know, not you again. It is the home stretch. Thanks to Solar One Electrical and Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. I should have got you to do the intro, Samuel.
That was dedicated to your wife, wasn't it, Daniel?
Yes, absolutely.
That poor, long-suffering person. How long has she tolerated your nonsense now for?
Oh, too long.
Really?
Childhood sweethearts.
Well, I mean, what has she done to deserve that?
I've asked that every night.
We're both very lucky, aren't we?
We are. Hey, speaking of love, on her Facebook page, question for Samuel. This is from Danny. How's the love life?
Forlorn. Bedraggled.
And Lynette on the Facebook page. Hi, Sam. This has just come through. Do you have someone to relax with and share your thoughts with at the end of your day?
I like to take a long stroll in the evenings and
starting to sound like a love doctor or something like that.
No, I have a few people close to me. Yep. Some family and friends that are still left, and they're very special to me.
Now, for those who may be jumping in the car because they've been at work all day, yeah, and jumping in, obviously we need to plug the book.
It's called Dear Mum. It's available now at the bookstores, or you can come find me in the Bendigo regions and I'll sign it for you before I leave on Sunday, Arvo.
And where to from here? So you now leave on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
Good question. We're going to get this one behind us and then work out of the 10 or so campaigns that we could be doing next, work out what order they go in. So the not-for-profit game is basically, you know, just keep doing campaigns and devote yourself to the ones that stick. Luckily, this Dear Mum book has stuck. We're in the top 10 online and in retail, so I'm really happy to get one that's stuck. So I'll just go back to trying to work out which ones stick.
And obviously, we've only got about a minute left before we've got to go into another song. You want to thank a few people, obviously, Big Four Holiday Parks.
The Big Four Holiday Parks, the Ascot, the guys at Ascot, Ascot Vale.
Yeah, just Ascot, not Ascot Vale.
Really
that's a bit further down
them.
The road, Ascot Vale.
Really want to thank Helen for organising the Intimo gig tonight, and obviously everyone else who's helped us along the way.
Yeah, and without support, these events don't happen.
No, mate, I'm nothing. I'm just a madman rabbiting on about cancer on the side of the street without all these people that help.
Speaking of helping, loveyoursister.org.
Loveyoursister.org or love your sister on social media.
Hey, Samuel, you going to stick around for a little while
for us? Yeah, absolutely.
All right, it's Gold Central Victoria, 10 to 5. Gold Central Victoria, you two and beautiful day. It is Daniel and Samuel Johnson on the home stretch. Thanks to Solar One Electrical and Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. Time flies when you're having fun, and I've had a whole lot of fun.
Daniel, thank you so much for having me. Oh, it's been a wonderful hour, and I really appreciate your time.
Oh, well, so just give us very quickly where you're going to be over the next couple of days.
Or perhaps if people just go to Love Your Sister on social media, they'll find a full event listings for the time that I'm here in the Goldfields region.
Yeah, and look, you'll be here over the next couple of days. But before you go, Samuel, we're just waiting for it to load up. We got the secret sound coming up after 5.
Hit me.
Now, not sure you'd be able to hear it.
Got it.
Got it.
One more. Oh, that's tough.
It is tough, but we'll find out if we can give away $110 in a few moments' time. It's Gold Central Victoria. Samuel, thank you so much.
Thank you, Daniel, and listeners.
Thank you very much. It is Gold Central Victoria.